Yeah, obviously we'd love to keep you know, avoiding defeat at least come Saturday. But you know, with the way Sligo are going, with the team that Liam Buckley has assembled there this year in particular, it'll take a savage effort for that to happen. But yeah, we go there with a bit of confidence in that. But we do realise that if we're not right, that this could be a long night for us, as it has been in the past in the showgrounds. And you know, they have strengthened. They're really decent last year. They got to Europe, but they've taken in, you know, and got players back that they had there before. And yeah, it'll be a huge ask of us. It'll probably be the biggest ask so far, and the asks were quite high up to now.
What makes the showground such a difficult place to go to, Ollie? Because it's been a long time since Harps had a top flight one there.
Yeah, we came close on a number of occasions. I remember we were 1-0 up going into injury time and they got a penalty. But this is a stronger bunch of players that Sligo have. We're hoping that we are also a stronger bunch, but only time will tell. Look, they're a good side. They're a good club. And, you know, that's what makes it very difficult to play against them, home or away, and particularly away, like from our point of view. Look, they've added the likes of Greg Bulger that has won leagues with several teams. He's a top midfielder, and I mean a top midfielder. Like, he's right up there. He's only left Shamrock Rovers, having won a league last year. He won a league with Cork. Certainly won. He won a cup. He might have won a league with Pats back as well. On top of what, the likes of Romeo Parks, who's come back, the likes of Gibson that has come in from Pats, the English lad. They're a seriously, you know, attacking-wise, they've a hell of a lot of options. And they have a lot of good players there already. So they're up there, and I think we'll stay up at that end of the table.
This is obviously a game you're not going to shy away from, Ollie, because the confidence is high in the group at the moment. And is the confidence been building since the start of the season? And you can see it in the group and training and after matches and I suppose various elements of the group that you're working with.
I think what they've done, a lot of them were there at the latter part of last year, and I think what they've done is shaking in that run that we had to keep us in the division at the end of last year. And they followed that up really and started off where they left off. But we need to continue that and try and accumulate enough points in the next round of games, if you like. And it'll be, look, we're going to get turned over sooner or later. We're fully aware of that. And I don't think anyone is going to get too carried away when we win a game. And as I said to you before, I don't think anyone gets too despondent should we lose. Look, there'll be a lot of ups and downs along the way, which suits us, so long as there's enough ups to get us through, to put it that way.
Yeah, discipline let you down the last time you were at the showground, Ollie. You had the two players sent off in that 3-1 defeat. And I suppose when you go to a game of such a magnitude of a North West derby, you have to keep your discipline. But this season, the Harps discipline has been good.
Yeah, and funny enough, that night, I don't think there was a bad tackle made in the game. With the number of bookings that were made, I think you know, it was quite an even game until the sending off. And yeah, you are correct. We needed to keep 11 players on the pitch, in particular that night. And I normally don't complain about officials, but in particular that night, I think you know, one or two players went down very easily. And to be fair to the referee, he obviously was on commission here, because I think we ended up with 12 bookings. I don't like to harp back, but you've brought it up. And to me, it was way out of order. And is that an excuse for losing it? No. The Sligo are a better side again than that. And I don't know if it's any relevancy to it, but that night in particular would have left a lot to be desired with the officiating of that game. And I rarely avoid that. But you brought it up, and I've no problem in addressing it.
Okay. A busy couple of days ahead then, Ollie. Well, it's the 3 games in 7 days. The squad that you have is bigger than last year. Obviously, it's going to be tested now in the coming matches,
yeah.
Is it?
Yeah, and that's what it's there for. You know, that if whatever way we've improved, we certainly have improved in choices and maybe players, a number of players that can play in each position. And that'll send us, hopefully, in the next week in particular. We've 3 games again in the fortnight's time. And look, we needed, we struggled on Monday night games, having played on Friday and then going to the likes of Talla and Dundalk on a Monday night, where there's nothing we could do. The players were in bits. They hadn't really time to recover. And I caught up with them, and we took some heavy beating. So away from home in particular midweek, we're hoping that, that we can rectify that and that doesn't happen. And that's why we have the panel, and we need it come next week and in 3 weeks' time.
A number of weeks ago, Adam Foley was a doubt for one of the matches, and then it, as it developed over the course of the week, he lined out on the Friday night. He's now a doubt for this game as well, Ollie. What's the chances of him appearing on the pitch in the Derby on Saturday?
Well, we'll see. We'll assess it tomorrow night. He certainly won't be able to do your three games in 7 days, as you've referred to there. We need to manage it. It's an injury that's recurring. If this is the last game of the season on Saturday, yeah, we chance it, but it's not. It's anything but, and we need to manage him in whatever way we can for the three games that we have in the 7 days.
Just finally then, Ollie, what's the reception been like from people that you're meeting as to how the Harps are going this year? Because normally it's a case of we're trying to stay out of bottom spot, but we're at the other end of the table now.
I don't really have conversations that much with people by the media or people within the management team about it. I don't really, you know, look for that type of information. Look, things can change very, very quickly from one end to another. I think the goodwill was always there, and long may it continue. I mean, it's those people that you're talking about who kept us up in the last minute of a game against Waterford last year, or in particular with a last minute or an extra time winner in a playoff against Strahada. You know, to be fair to those people, they're with us, you know, good and bad, and please God that we might be able to give them a few more better days than maybe bad days to come.
Yeah. We're not getting too carried away with it then, Ollie, is that what you're
Absolutely
saying?
Absolutely not.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Listen, the best of luck in the Derby on Saturday night against Sligo, and we'll be talking to you again after that, Ollie.
Okay, mighty Oshin, take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.